Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. We're back!
Oh my God. What it is, what it does. We are back for another episode of Black Lightning. We got the full panel here all together as one. I hope everyone had, and I mean, this intro is going long as hell.
Okay.
I can't hear me.
I hope everyone's had an amazing holiday, whether it was Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's, Martin Luther King, whatever, honey. We're glad you're back with us. And we have a lot to get into because we got to talk about, obviously, the crisis.
Yes.
We got to talk about Lynn. Lynn giving a performance, child.
A performance.
And we have to talk about, you know, Jen and her whole deal, Brandon, Jeff, and Anissa. We just have a lot to talk about tonight. And obviously, there was some kind of sad news that we got today on Twitter, which Portia will be breaking down at the end of the show. So make sure to stay tuned. But before we do all of that, let me introduce you to my team. To my left is... What I call you before, aspirin?
Aspirin. To painkiller.
I have Miss Lanisha in the building.
Yes! Oh my gosh, I didn't see no painkiller, but Lynn definitely gave that performance.
She was taking something. And hanging out with you guys in the live chat is the ever so lovely Zuri.
Hi, everyone!
And to the very end, kicking off Aquarius season,
yes,
is the almost birthday girl,
yes,
Miss Portia Carter. It's her birthday tomorrow,
what's
y'all.
Up, yo?
So yes, make sure you guys show her some love because, you know.
Yeah.
Aquarius, gang, we out here.
You're so lit. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome. And I'm your girl, Drew Jones, and I'm happy to be back. And thanks you guys for sending all the nice messages and whatnot while I was gone. I really appreciate it. So let's get into it. Guys, what were y'all's thoughts of the episode?
It was lit.
Good. Zuri.
It was really dense. Like, so much happened. And, you know, like, I feel like the past episodes, we just got a lot of fighting. But this one, we got a lot of fighting and story. So, heavy.
Yeah, I got 1,000 OMBLs. Like, but y'all already know the main one, so, but we'll save that.
Factual, we do have quite a few OMBLs. Make sure you guys are tuning in to the very end for OMBL. Not happy 50th birthday, Portia. Oh, blocked! You're blocked. Anyway.
Wow.
Anyway, we have a lot. Make sure you stay to the very end for OMBL, Oh My Black Lightning, because there's a lot of moments tonight. We want to know what your thoughts were. I have a bone to pick with Crisis, and I feel like you all knew I had a bone to pick with Crisis. And so I just want to get into it because let's
Why hold
go.
Back? It's 2020.
Yeah. Why not? What you gonna do? Nothing. You're not gonna do a thing. So we pick up this episode, and Jeff is, you know, ready to go because he knows that there are it's a multiverse, baby.
He had a doozy.
We're out here.
he looked like he's drained.
I mean,
like, the whole episode, his energy was super low. He was really going through it.
He just saved...
His wife is a drug addict.
Okay. And then he had to save the children after saving humanity. Like,
and he just saved, like, multiple Earths. Like, I imagine...
He looked like he's over it.
I get tired from SoulCycle, so I just try to imagine what that would be like on 5,000.
I do have a question, though, that maybe you guys could answer for me. So, is now Freeland on the Prime Earth, or is it still a part of... the other multi-universes. If y'all watch The Crisis and y'all know what I'm talking about. Because now there's a one. Okay.
Por qué?
Yeah. I feel like now I'm Black Lightning and I'm surrounded by everybody that lost their memory.
I think... that it's so multi-universe.
Okay, because there's some that was lost. And so, and for the Prime, from the Prime Earth, everybody was now put together. Like, yeah. Supergirl's Earth, Flash, the Flash, like, all their Earths were now together in one Earth.
I, honestly, they might be on the same, like, Earth now, but because it's DC, they could very easily backtrack. It just depends on, I think, how people...
Who's writing it?
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, and who takes to Black Lightning being in the crossover, because I was on Twitter and some people weren't really for it, him, because we were told from multiple times that he wasn't going to enter the Arrowverse, and so now that he's in it, I don't think people, it's kind of like a split, some people liked it, some people didn't. I just felt like, I just feel like, y'all punked him a little bit, and I appreciate that. Because I just want to remind everyone that one, Black Lightning is one of the most powerful superheroes in the DC universe. And his daughter is arguably the most powerful superhero in the DC universe. So put some respect on their name, okay? Not Sparkles.
Okay.
He's calling her Sparkles.
All right. Ooh, they called him Sparkle.
In the crisis, they called him Sparkle Man. They tried to diss him like he was not invited to the party. You late.
Okay, but y'all know that's how they treat black people.
Everyone, you think Barry Allen would get together because he has his black queen, but you know, it's fine, whatever. But everyone in the chat is saying it's Earth Prime, so thank you guys for answering us.
Thank you.
So, I mean, I think we'll probably see people pop up more. I actually really liked the Flash and Black Lightning's scenes together, so you can come to Freeland, Barry.
Only him.
Only Barry.
Everybody and Iris, else is dissing.
Iris can pull up.
Yeah.
Cisco can pull up. But yeah, the rest of y'all will send you a postcard.
Man. So, but I like their relationship as well with the Flash and Black Lightning.
So I wonder if they're building that side note. I wonder if they're building that relationship because Arrow is ending and because Arrow and the Flash have that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're trying to play up this
brand new crossover. Come on, Alan, come through, Freeland.
I wouldn't be mad at it. But let's get into the actual episode, because picking up from the crisis, you know, the only people who know what happened are Jen and Jefferson.
Yeah, but they was both in like two different dimensions, though. Like,
but they're both.
She had her own thing. He had his own thing.
Yeah, but they're both aware of the multiverse. They're both aware of multi-Earths. Sorry, and they're both aware of what happened, and no one else seems to.
Everybody's were wiped out. That's why I was saying I wish like the Green Martian was able to come to the Earth so that. Okay, if y'all don't know what his power is, he could give their memories all back. So that's how Jefferson still knows how everything happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish he came to give at least Gambi his memory back.
So it seems like right now, as of right now, the crisis is kind of being put on the back burner. I don't know if we're going to hear about it again, just because there's so much plot line to be salvaged through with Black Lightning that I don't really feel like we're going to revisit it again anytime soon. Maybe have like one or two references throughout the season, but I don't really think we're going to be touching it again until next year. So let's talk about Lynn. First off, y'all, drugs are bad.
Think? Teen drinking is very bad, but I got a fake ID though.
That was very stressful. It was very stressful watching Lynn lose her.
Whoever did that makeup did a great.
They did a great job.
She really looked like a drugged out.
Yeah,
man. Her eyes, like. I would like to know, like, what she did to prepare for this moment.
You know what's funny? So, when I was in Atlanta on the set visit, I asked Christine, who plays Lynn, I said, where is this drug thing going? Because it's making me a little nervous. And she said, oh, you have no idea. Okay. And I wasn't aware that this is what she meant. Because this is a lot.
She's going to contemplate drinking Green Light through a straw from the floor.
I wouldn't be surprised if she did that.
How did you know that that was her thought process?
Did you see how she was looking?
I mean, I got it too, but you know.
She was stressed.
I don't think there's anything that I fiend for like that. Like, I was trying to think like something I need that badly, and I can't think of anything, at least nothing that's G-rated to talk about on this show. So it's just like a lot.
The scene was hilarious, man. I was cracking
there
was
multiple scenes with her because I didn't think it could get worse than how she was with Jen. Then she was with Jefferson, and I said, oh, Lord, someone strap her up.
Yeah, she slapped Jefferson.
But like, she was digging in
and
the toilet.
And then when that hand went in that toilet,
as like
that
as,
took me out.
As comical.
Because we saw her hand in the toilet bowl going down the drain.
As comical as it was, though, it did also kind of hurt my heart because, like, anybody who knows an addict or has had an addict in their life, like, that's something that's... I mean, as crazy and outlandish as what she was doing, that's real. Like, that's real stuff. And that, it, I was like, damn, like, we're really going there.
It is. What really made it real for me was Jennifer. Like, when she was apologizing to Jennifer, and Jennifer was like, it's okay. It's okay. And looking at her with sympathy. Mm-hmm. There are so many instances in life where we have these parental relationships where maybe the father or the mother was a drug addict, and then... You know, you have the child having to sympathize with their parent because that's all they know. And they see them in a distraught state, but the love doesn't leave for them, you know? Mm-hmm. I know people like that. So it's just, yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's easier to make it comical because, like, obviously Greenlight isn't a real drug. But, like, her reaction and addiction is still very real. And, yeah, it was just a lot to take in, I feel like. And I felt for Jen and I felt for Jefferson because I think we got to see two very real reactions to people with addiction. Because we obviously saw Jen and, like, you know, having empathy and love. And then we saw Jefferson who was like...
enraged.
Yo, like, what?
He was blown away.
Yeah. He was blown away. I felt bad because he couldn't hit her. Like, he
couldn't... And she slapped the crap out of him.
Okay, that's why you saw him, like, calm down, Jefferson. Just yeah. I was saying to him and through the TV, calm down. I know you want to slap her back, but calm down.
When he peeked into that door and saw her about to take it, it just like broke my heart because I know he was going through the roof. Like, are you kidding me?
When he finds out that Odell was behind it, it's over. Mm. It's over.
Yeah, you got something for that.
It should have been. It should have been over with Odell. Okay, honestly, truly. And he wasn't acting like he was ready for the kill like Jen was, so.
I mean, now he might be on her team if once he finds this out.
But unfortunately, Jefferson gets a call when he's dealing with this whole thing with Glenn from Henderson saying, like, you need to go rescue some more kids, which kind of leaves us wondering where Lynn is because she just wanders off and who knows. Who knows where she is.
Literally.
Literally.
Somewhere sniffing the streets for Greenlight.
But honestly, I'm nervous to see where this Lynn storyline goes because addiction, like, all joking aside, addiction is scary. I just don't want to see her hit a point of no return because she's such a strong character. Whether we've, depending on, you know, no matter how we felt about her throughout the seasons, it's nice to see a strong black woman with an education who's, like, doing so much. And so this addiction thing sucks because it's like, I really hope we can get her back to what she was.
And, you know, that's how it happens a lot of time, especially in the hood. Like, that's what they did to black people a long time ago. Like, they took the smartest of the smartest and got them hooked on drugs. And here we are with these project neighborhoods with unfortunate black people who can't break out of the drug system. You know, it's unfortunate. And honestly, I believe because she sees Greenlight as a good cause with, you know, having her brain work so she could stabilize metas and help people out, I believe once she's off of whatever she got going on, she's still going to be that Lynn, but she's going to have a hard time trying to, I guess, transform into the fact that she doesn't need that to be the ultimate doctor that she was operating as.
So while all this is going on and Jefferson has to go meet up with Anissa, we're kind of seeing their dynamic that's been going on the entire season, which is just like, it's very testy. It's a lot of beef. It's a lot going back
and forth.
I'm over it, but sometimes I think they both could learn a lot from each other. And I think tonight was proof of that because Anissa was right this time around.
Yeah,
with, like, but how she handled things. I don't like how she talks to...
Right.
She's gonna have to stop talking to her daddy like
if
that.
If I talk to my daddy like that...
Yeah.
I mean, my daddy is a very calm soul, so I don't think he'd, like, slap the life out of me. But I just wouldn't do it.
It is also so random. Like, we've been watching, like, we haven't missed an episode, but we're, I sat there, I'm like, wait, where is this animosity coming from again? Yeah. Like,
right.
Refresh my memory.
As soon as he comes to save your butt, the first thing you saying is, you need to put your head in again. We got stuff to do. Like, fool, you was dang near out of breath. The breath that you was holding wasn't going to be no more. You was about to take all them shots if it wasn't for him. And she just turned up on him real quick.
It is weird because, like, although I do understand that they have a different point of view on how to handle these people, obviously she's content with killing and he's not. And I get that there's a difference there and a power struggle. There is a lot of resentment there that I feel like has gone unchecked. And I don't know what it's from because it's not like, you know, she came out and he was not accepting. It's not like he was an absent father. It's not like he...
I mean, why are you so mad?
I am so confused. To be the star. Like, her focus is on the wrong thing. Like, she's so... It's not about you. No, it is about me. What? It's not about you. It's about the kids that are about to die.
Right.
I didn't understand that.
She has a lot... She's kind of a narcissist a little bit. And it's like...
A little off-putting.
So, but can we try to figure this out? Where did the animosity come from? Like, what started that? Outside of them having that argument where Grace turned into a little girl, I don't understand what.
I think she always wanted to be the Black Lightning. I think she's a little jealous of her dad.
Oh, what?
I think that's because how she's talking to him, like, you're not the face. And she said it in a couple of other episodes, too. Like, you're not the face.
She got off feminist on him for a moment. I'm like, I don't really think that this is a woman.
Yeah. It's not a woman.
She's talking about male privilege.
Yeah, I was like, I don't
that's why he was confused. He's like, man, I got to deal with my almost wife. I got to deal with you. Like,
yeah, I don't think it's a feminist. I feel like Black Lightning is a feminist. So I don't think it's like a man versus woman issue. It's just weird. I wonder if like she feels like she's had to do everything a certain way for so long, or like maybe there's expectations of her that she feels like she couldn't meet, and maybe this is like the final straw for her. I don't know. But it's just like a lot of unwarranted anger. And I'm like, I know a couple people who could really use your daddy as their daddy.
No, facts.
So get over it.
Right. Team, no, get over it. Because we're over it.
But let's talk about Jen and Brandon.
Brandifer.
First off, obviously I've been gone for a while, so I just want to know, do we like Brandifer?
I like them.
I like him.
Do we like Brandifer more than we like
Khalil?
Jaleel.
Yes.
I still like my Jaleel.
Stay Team Brennifer, still.
I'm going to stay Team Brennifer. Look, this is why I like Brandon. First and foremost, he's a real meta.
Like, you try to play.
No shots. No shots.
No shots.
Oh,
no shots at Painkiller, but he was created. Mm. He was created out of a wheelchair, so it really don't count.
He took a bullet for that, though.
Amen. A human took a bullet. She's a meta. Who takes bullets, okay? Her body just light up and they go right through her.
You know what?
I don't know. All right. And so he's a real meta, and like, he really cares about her mental and what's going on in her mind. And they own the same cause. They're trying to fight the Markovians.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I also think that he just processes life a lot more mature than Khalil did. And I don't know if it's because we're watching them as they're a little older, but it just seems like he's much more strategic. Maybe because he also is after Dr. Jace, you know, like he actually has motive in this. Khalil just kind of seemed like go with the flow-ish. Or just really reactive.
We had a lot of times where Khalil blew up on Jennifer for no reason.
That's right.
And where he acted, you know, kind of crazy. And a lot of his decisions weren't the best. Granted, he was being mind controlled as he is now. However, we have a gentleman who's also a meta, who has lovely hair, who's cute, you know, who cares.
Give him that Pantene commercial.
He got his own place. He got racks on racks on racks. He got diamonds to give her. He can make the earthquake.
Okay? I remember Brandon kicking her out one of those episodes.
I mean, she broke into his house. I mean, you ain't about to put nobody out there running to your house.
So what?
But I live here was a trailer park. Trying to do it to her.
They had a nice runaway love, okay?
You're right. They had a nice runaway love.
They don't need a house.
Runaway love.
She don't need the money. She don't need none of it.
I'll tell y'all
what? Because I haven't done it in a while. I still have all of the Black Lightning merch from the set visit. So vote on my Instagram story tonight if you're team Brennifer or if you're team Jaleel. And I'll put everybody's names in the drawing that we're going to do at the end of the season. So stay tuned to get my social media so you guys can hang out. I like Brandon. Beautiful gowns. Like, yes. You know, technically, he checks off all the boxes. Maybe I'm triggered by Khalil because I think we all have a Khalil. We have a Brandon in our lives. And yeah. It's just like, sometimes, you know, there's history with Khalil. There's abs with Khalil.
Bad lady.
Okay.
You're going to miss your butt.
There's hot with Khalil. Okay.
Guys. Y'all talking about the hair. Khalil now as Painkiller got a nice, sharp little cut. Okay. So he looking
but
nice.
But it's like there's two avenues of black love I can go there. You know, we can braid Brandon's hair.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Or I can wash my clothes on Khalil's ass. And it's like... What do you want for yourself?
Drew, I want you to not miss your bus with that baggage.
Oh! But I got a car, so I'll just...
The shots are being fired.
Whoa. Today. I'll just put that joint in the trunk and just be on my merry way. Oh, man. But, okay, so Jennifer is trying to help out Brandon, stopping his powers from causing these earthquakes. But right as she's, like, getting him under control... They get shot up, and
why did he have the freak out?
I wonder if it's like
his earthquake. Like what happened?
Was it a seizure? Yeah, I was wondering. Was that a seizure?
Looked like it.
Yeah, I don't, it's definitely not something. I don't,
she knew it was him though. See, she got the. She knows what's up.
Well, they're not on a fault line, so who else could make it the world shake?
Good night. She knew it was him.
I'm obviously with shows like this, like you don't need to hold on to realistic expectations, but seeing as like, I don't know, the bullet, like that glass was like bulletproof, but like the syringes could get through it. And that like made me think, I was like, how did that happen?
How did that happen?
I thought it was a painkiller. Before we saw the guy, because we've only seen him with those things so far.
That's why I was confused. I was like, okay. Maybe there's a hole in it that they just shot.
The glass was bulletproof?
I'm pretty sure.
Who told you?
I was under the impression that it was like sturdy, bulletproof. Why would you just have regular schmegular glass there?
Right, with diamonds in your house.
Yeah.
It's weird. Hmm. It was weird. It was weird. I got you. It was
so
weird.
So that was what, I mean, I don't know. That's what I was under the impression of. But they wake up in the ASAA truck with their little shock collars. And that was not much of an obstacle.
And that was play.
Okay. Yeah. Jim was like,
because they thought that thing around her neck was going to shut her off.
She was like, no, chokers are 2011. Get that off me.
Why do they think this chip is going to be end all be all? Like, they put it in Travis. He obviously can't do nothing with it. Mm-hmm. And then they put this thing around her neck, like they was going to put a chip in her, too. Like, she can't turn that off. Like, what was up with that?
That's a good question.
Yeah, you're right.
Is this a green light chip? Because it was green.
Yeah.
So is it?
It was green.
I like that also gives like a
it was a green light.
I'm trying to get everybody on it.
And chips and people and just kind of giving them missions.
Everybody's a part of the army. They're all weaponized. Even the humans.
Speak on it.
Lynn is a weapon at this point.
Well.
Okay.
Speak on it.
Because the crackhead is a weapon sometimes. They strong.
I'm not to play with you. Not today.
I'm gonna let that slide because it's your birthday tomorrow.
I'm sorry. But enough.
But it doesn't take Jennifer very long to like get it together, and so she comes face to face with Odell, and she's ready to light that ass up. But it's just a hologram because he's scary.
Definitely.
He's spooky.
He already knew what
he's
was
scary.
Up.
He's right?
First of all, he can't hop up out that chair for nobody.
Right.
Period. Homeboy is paralyzed from the waist down.
So it's another day. Because she's over it. I mean, if you think about it, because she, you know, she's seen the other versions of herself. So she knows that there's a version that was supposed to, like, murder her family. So she's like, yeah, I'm not working for you anymore. I quit. We're done. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Good night. Mm-hmm. This is ghetto.
You don't deserve me. But in both of them, both of their orders was to get rid of the family. The other one just didn't do it.
Yeah.
So she knows that's what's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what did y'all think about Brandon standing there while she's being shot up and absorbing all of the bullets? And, you know, obviously he wasn't about to run into the fire, but do y'all think bullets would have went straight through him too? Or y'all think he can absorb that?
I don't think that he can.
Yeah, because he was sitting on the sideline looking like, what's going on?
Yeah, I think that's just Jen's power, because only she could glow up like that, right?
As far as I mean, only she can glow up, but she's not the only person who can block bullets, is what I'm asking. You think he could block bullets?
I don't think so.
Because
I feel like it's one of those powers you shouldn't test if you don't, if you're not for sure. I feel like that's a power you stumble into.
Yeah. Combined with Jen, maybe. Because you know how they have that connected.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. That they was going to put two and two together and then be unstoppable.
And make four.
I mean, but they...
Okay. Hold on. Bye. 2 + 2 = 4. Math. Okay.
Can we give some shout-outs in the chat?
Yes, please.
I'd like to start with Corey Toombs, who said this is a nice development for Jennifer. Last season, she would have freaked out and wouldn't have been able to use her powers properly. I strongly agree. Jax Kingston, you've been going up in here. ER's grandpa, we love seeing you every week. You really do show up for us. Gracie and Ryan, the bullets went straight through her. They sure did.
We can't shout them out because they said happy 50th birthday.
Nicholas Kelly, thank you for being here. But somebody did say you had cute hair today. I remember seeing that.
I was being petty, Gracie and Ryan, but don't do me like that because I ain't 50.
Yes, Ted B, Jazzy Jones, Toby, thank you for being here as well. Erica Walker. Yeah, you guys, all 54 of you, thank you for being here.
Hey. We love you guys.
We appreciate y'all. Let's, since we're talking to the chat and whatnot, and y'all are super tuned in, let's go ahead and do our OMBL moments.
Woo! Y'all already know that whole scene from the slap to Jefferson falling down the stairs. That whole scene, Jen on that. Not Jen, Lynn on that green. Had a whole crackhead moment.
I had a few on beyond moments, but I think when those darts went into Jennifer and Brandon, I thought it was Khalil and like this guy's with my man. Like, I don't know. I was just expecting so many things could have happened. Like, is he going to get his memory back in this moment? Like, what is happening? So, yeah. OMBL.
My OMBL was TC breaking into the Bitcoin verse and finding out that it was Lady Eve who ordered Gambi's assassination.
Yes.
That was
she was supposed to already be dead at that time, right?
Baby girl is Burnt Chris.
Right, but she was
so where you coming from?
Okay.
So where you coming from? We watched her get Burnt Chris.
That's what I'm saying. I want to just make sure that she was already supposed to be dead.
I mean, Lala was supposed to be dead multiple times.
There was a lot of people that was supposed to be dead. And the person was supposed to be dead.
Hold on, no. Because the guy that was bringing Lala back, he worked for Lady Eve, too. So he probably brought her back, too.
We probably might see her. Oh!
Come on, we gonna call Jill today. What's up? Jill, you coming back, girl? my OMBL moment would be... I'm going to say the Anissa and Jefferson kind of like, I'm just tired of that, like, the arguing, and I just don't know where it's from. And she's really saying stuff with her chest. And I'm like, you are still his little girl.
Okay.
I also think part of Anissa's storyline is just being mad. Like, even when she was Harriet, remember before she was even any of this? Like,
Jim they can't write her as the mad black woman.
Yeah, I think that's her storyline, unfortunately. Oh, she's a gorgeous girl. Follow her. I'm under her IG comments every day, but I think that's her story.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
She angry.
Why we always gotta be mad? It ain't right.
We got a lot to be mad for.
Yeah, no, okay, I'll take that back.
Solange and Lil Wayne.
Why can't y'all just let us be mad in peace?
Okay.
Okay.
All I gotta say is there are other mad races. We just don't mention them.
They get to be feisty and cute and spunky.
That part. Mm.
But whatever those words mean.
Anywho, do we have some OMBL moments in the chat?
bullet going through Jin. I still think Lady Eve is coming back because of the crisis, because why else would they wait for the reveal until the episode of the crisis? My OMBL is Lady Eve coming back. Yeah, seems like everybody is OMBL was with Portia. And the bullet's going through Jin.
Yes, child.
I mean, that was fire. Like, to see, like, her body, like, light up like that. Mm-hmm. It was, like, nuclear. And then you just see the bullets going in like that, through. Like, even Brandon was sitting there like...
The special effects on the show are really good. And yeah. I was nervous because...
How much that cost?
What budget?
Because how much that cost?
That one, because CW's been known to cancel a show or two over special effects being too expensive. RIP the circle. And two, there are other CW DC shows that did not have that budget in their early seasons, and it was very obvious. So it's been nice to see this show get their check so they can spend
I'm happy.
On the right things.
Okay. Looking forward to season 4, season 5.
Let's hop into news and gossip, because we do have some tea today.
With
Ms. Portia Carter.
And we have some very unfortunate tea, but first and foremost, you guys know we are renewed for season 4.
Hey.
Okay. But on season 4, we are actually losing one of our faves. Or even if he's not a fave, we're losing somebody very important. The actor Damon Gumpton, who plays Bill Henderson, is leaving. And he announced it on Twitter. Let me actually read the man's tweet. He said, "And that's a wrap. My final night on set of Black Lightning in December before Xmas. I was told Chief Henderson is not in the plans for season 4 and that I would be let go. My love to a hell of a hardworking crew. Big ups to the cast, writers, producers, staff, CW, WB. Hashtag Black Lightning."
That's crazy.
I am, you know, high-key, low-key, sad about that. Because, first of all, we just know he about to die. Because that's going to be a sad call. I'm glad you prepared me for it. But then also, like, how you take away Jefferson's best friend?
I feel like something happened. I don't feel like this is a clean break. It just, like, not to be messy or anything, just the wording of it just... Like, it doesn't seem like he wanted to go. It doesn't seem like another project that he's doing. I don't really see why Henderson would go. Mm-hmm. He's a necessary character, in my opinion. So I wonder if we're gonna see something come out.
The chat is not happy.
Yeah, I wasn't. When I saw it today too, I wasn't happy either. Like, I love Henderson. I think
he's a voice of reason on this show, and everybody else just doesn't. They're never really here with us.
And I think we need civilian characters who are heroes also. Like, I think we need a human hero, and Henderson's been that for the past 3 seasons, and it's weird to get rid of him. Like,
He rolled up on them in that raid.
Yeah.
He did not come to play. He turned into light-skinned MLK on everybody this season.
And honestly, I think the Henderson character reminds us that not all people in uniform, you know, like, are...
Do your part.
Yeah, that there are good and that they do what they need to do. And that I think he creates a balance, and it's a bummer that we're losing him.
Hmm. Yeah. Well said. I'm upset. Yeah. That's all I have.
So who y'all think gonna kill him? Odell?
No.
Or one of his folks? Or Tobias?
Do you think he's going to get killed or just maybe leave Freeland?
They're going to kill him.
Oh. They might just bomb his house and be done.
They might. I mean, well, they've been setting up the idea of him, like, being bigger than just chief. You know, like, there's the play around with mayor or something. So maybe they'll send him off in a way where it's possible for him to come back. Maybe there'll be some opportunity where he...
Works for the government?
Yeah. Like, I would be even interested to see if maybe, like... Something happens with the ASA where, like, they need somebody in charge who's gonna run it in the right direction, and that's how Henderson gets sent off. Is he?
Them fools is rogue.
Yeah. I don't know.
Did you see the police at the fight?
Yeah.
I was like, wow, the police are involved?
They ran up.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's weird. That's why it's weird that this is happening, because I'm like, this is a great narrative that you're creating. It doesn't make sense why you would get rid of him. but okay.
Why is he not a plan for season 4? Is it budget cuts? Is it?
Oh, definitely not budget cuts. Black Lightning is...
It can't be budget cuts. Y'all know how many people they don't let go and brought back?
Also, I was going to say, also, rating-wise, Black Lightning is, like, top of CW's charts, so they do better than the vast majority of the shows that are on the CW, so I don't think it's budget cuts by any means. But that's a bummer. Let's hop into predictions before we have to get up out of here.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, that kind of was my prediction. I predict that Henderson's going to die. Like, they're going to kill him off. Like, why you just going to let him go?
I think he'll make it to the end of the season at least, because for the most part, a lot of them wrapped in December. Mm-hmm. And he wrapped in December. So I think we'll... Because when I was down there, they were towards the end of the season filming. So I think,
That last battle he's going to be in. Yeah. Like, that final
battle. I think
battle.
If anything happens to him, it's happening at the end of the season.
My prediction is we're going to see Lady Eve.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see her. I'm excited for that. Sad for Henderson, but I'm happy to see Lady Eve.
I predict that up Odell's sleeve, he is going to pull Khalil on Jin and, like, kind of just make her fall again, make her think that something's happening and just kill her.
Khalil ain't killing Jin. Well, think that he killed her.
Because I don't think
she done beat his butt too many times at this point.
I can't make a prediction for the next episode because I know what's happening in the next episode. But I will say my end of season prediction is I don't think they're going to kill off Henderson. I think he's going to elevate to something else. I feel like it's weird to have set him up to be, like, continuing his career if they weren't going to do something with it.
Yeah.
But we will have to see, guys. It's fun to be back together, though. Right. Until next time, ladies, where can they find you?
Okay, I'm Lanisha. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
You guys can find me at Zuri Shalice on Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm Portia Carter. You can find me on all things at Portia Carter.
And I'm your girl, Drew Jones. You guys can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J. And make sure to stay tuned after this show. I'm going to put up the poll and I will be taking new entries for the giveaway at the end of the season. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye! Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.